Sam Marshall shares uplifting stories and conversations with people making Johannesburg and the world a better place.
What a goosebump moment is Johnny Clegg Tavuka with The Crossing. Love it. Wow, what a cool tune. Makes me want to go home and put on some Johnny Clegg and just run around. The Arrows, fuel to the fire before that. Two songs back to back. We continue with our great conversations here on 919. What a jam-packed show it's been. So we've crisscrossed all over the country talking to amazing South Africans, and that conversation continues. I don't even know this, but sport has always been a powerful tool to bring people together, breaking down barriers and creating opportunities for change. We've seen it in rugby, soccer, and cricket. But have you heard of pickleball? Some of you might have. Some of you might think, surely he means paddle. No, I'm talking about pickleball. And it is this very unique, fast-paced game that is more than just a sport. It's a movement. I must tell you, I played it with my kids, with my sons, and we had so much fun. Joining me on the line now is Kim Wagner, who's co-founder of Pickleball Cape Town. Kim, good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Sam. Thanks so much for having me.
I was fortunate enough to play the game, but for those that don't know, Kim, why is this thing become so addictive? What is pickleball? How did it land in South Africa? And why is it growing at such a rapid rate?
So pickleball is basically a combination of tennis, badminton, and table tennis. You can basically fit four pickleball courts onto one tennis court. So use of space obviously is far better, in a sense that you could accommodate far more players on one court, and the courts are so much smaller, so it makes for a more sort of social engagement than you would if you were on a normal tennis court. The sport was founded in America quite a while back, and it actually grew in popularity over COVID, where people went out and made use of public spaces and basically found that as a means to connect in a healthy and engaging manner. I think currently the US must probably have over 50 million players. It's the fastest growing sport in the country. And about 2.5 years ago, we stumbled across a YouTube video. My youngest son found it and said, you know, Dad, this looks like your kind of fitness level. and when we saw it, you know, like initially we saw mostly old people playing it in videos from the US. But we sort of immediately started our own plans to try and figure out how we could play the sport, because nothing was available in South Africa. And at the time, we reached out to what was just formed then, Pickleball South Africa, and they asked us to be their ambassadors in Cape Town, because, you know, nobody in South Africa had really heard about pickleball. Paddle had been sort of, you know, the latest craze.
Yeah.
But paddle, unfortunately, is just way too expensive for the masses. And so, we took to pickleball. It's something that we could resonate with. Having grown up on the Cape Flats and, you know, come June, July season when it's school holidays and Wimbledon is going, we would typically draw lines in the road with the sand, and we'd have wooden bats. And so pickleball was just that. And it is so fun. It is something that any age, any fitness level, you know, it just crosses all boundaries. And we found that, you know, families can connect and play. It doesn't matter how young the kid is, but like if you have a family of four, it's the most engagement they have, where they're being fit, they're being active. There's no devices involved, and you are really, really having fun.
And was your son right? Was it your husband's fitness level?
It was definitely his fitness level. And I must say, I am no sporty spice. So, you know, me taking to pickleball, and I tell a lot of people that come and play for the first time, that you don't need to be athletic, you don't need to be sport inclined. Anybody can play, because if I can play, then you can play. But I mean, it took us
I want to push back on that, Kim, because I play pickleball, right? And I realized that I needed to throw out all the ideas that I had of tennis out of my head, because it has the sensitivity of like table tennis, where you have to be really calculated about how you kind of return the ball. So so using all your strength and thinking it's a tennis ball, in actual fact, is not that at all. It is a lot of fun. But there is a bit of gray matter that you need to engage, because I think if you're used to playing tennis, you're going to have to adjust your speed slightly, adjust your strength. But I definitely agree with you. It's a lot of fun.
So at what we find also with a lot of tennis players that come, because they've got the racket skill and they sort of know their way around the court, they think that, this is like old man's tennis, is what a lot of people refer to it. But pickleball
super
is
so fast much more, game.
Yeah, it engages the mind. You have to be thinking all the time. And there's an element of chess. So it's not about power and smashing and banging. It's about knowing when to strike. It's about slowing the game down, knowing when to speed it up, moving your opponent around on the court, which just keeps you, you never know what the next shot is going to be, which is what makes it so fun and so super addictive.
Yeah, you know, you talked about growing up on the Cape Flats. I'm a Cape Flats boy too, and I grew up in the streets of Cape Town, and I know when we used to draw our, basically, which was the equivalent of a pickleball court with the sand, and then you would get so annoyed when the cars would drive over your court.
Or it starts raining and it washes all the lines.
And look, and the most sophisticated guys had a bit of chalk with them, would draw the lines and stuff. And then at that point, you would either play then with a wooden bat or one of those plastic bats with the holes in it. Or if you didn't have any of that, you would just play hand tennis, right? So it was, that's quite a great way of describing it. The other thing also, I think, in the way you describe it, is that it's really then such an affordable way, not to keep on drawing comparisons between pickleball and paddle, where paddle is incredibly expensive. But I think what pickleball, and when you launched pickleball in Johannesburg at the German Sports Club, one of the things that was quite evident was the sense of camaraderie, community, but also the idea that you could literally use any space at any school, anywhere in the country, and you could put up a pickleball court.
Yeah, so I can speak to what we've done in Cape Town specifically. So we started, we basically tried to set up a makeshift court in the back of our yard. And we had just started that, and then immediately we needed space. And so we contacted the city, we contacted every tennis club we could think of to ask them for space. And knowing, especially on the Cape Flats, there are so many open areas where they've just got these concrete slabs. Like, immediately we thought, you know.
Or abandoned tennis courts.
Because you can set up a mobile net. The paddles that you use are so cheap. At the moment, Crazy Store sells those wooden paddles. But, you know, it was still new at the time when we had discovered it, but it was just so easy for us to do, and we could see this being replicated everywhere else, and we could see it as something that both kids and adults could engage with together. And so what we did was we drive past this abandoned tennis courts on our way to church on Sundays, and we eventually then approached them and said, you know, could we come and play? And they said, sure, nobody else is using the space. And we actually made a net, because there were no nets available in South Africa at the time. And so we used cinder blocks and PVC pipes and plastic garden mesh with a little duct tape on the top just to make it look legitimate. And you know, we had a couple from the States, Yvonne and Nick van Schleich, that emailed and said, you know, we play in the US all the time. We're moving to Cape Town on a work visa. We need to play. Please tell us where we can play. And so we were a bit like, you know, we can't really, I mean, they're coming from pickleball Mecca. We can't exactly like expose them to cinder block nets. And we're like, hey, this is Africa. We're going to roll with the punches.
Yeah, we'll do what we can.
Yeah, and that's where we started. And the very first Sunday we had them over, we had the farming community kids come. And these are kids from the local farm workers, because we are in the Stellenbosch area, in the heart of the wineland, surrounded by vineyards. And the kids were so curious, and they came, and we then took to teaching them, and they immediately took to it. And, you know, when you look at sports like, example, tennis, you know, you need to have proper coaching for you to be any good. Even just to get the serve proper, you need to have had coaching for that. Whereas with pickleball, within 15 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes, we can have you playing with no prior skills. And I think that's what makes it so easy. The equipment in terms of the paddles is not expensive. The balls are not expensive. You don't need to have specific, you know, branded tennis shoes to be playing. Come as you are, you know. And I think that's what makes it so amazing, because we literally have all shapes, all sizes, all fitness levels, all ages. We've had players as young as 5 years old to as old as 85 years old come and join us at the courts. And just the social connection and the community that you build from that is just phenomenal.
Yeah, I can attest to it. The game I had was I broke out in quite a nice sweat. I was playing with a very competitive Tani, who was very annoyed by me missing the basic stuff at the beginning. But I think she eased towards the end. And when we won, I think I got a measure of respect out of her. But when we stepped on the court, she was definitely irritated with me. Talk to me about some of the kind of just the growth. So you started with the PVC piping, and then you teach these kids, and you're the co-founders in Cape Town. Has it picked up the way you thought it would? I mean, I can see the numbers. People are talking about it. It is a great alternative to the other one we will not mention. But how's the growth been from your perspective in Cape Town?
Well, you know, initially it was quite slow, but we can see the sport gaining momentum throughout across the country. We can see the sport gaining momentum at a rapid pace. There are more facilities that are being opened. The only concern I would say would be that you know, what made it popular in the US was that it was social, it was community focused. It was not as much a sport where you would book a court or you would book a class at a gym. And, you know, with the way we play, with open play, you can come as an individual, a single player, and you will always get a game. You don't necessarily need to rally up four other friends and make sure they're all available at the same time that you are available to play. The drop-in sessions has been our biggest success, where we see most people come. And another contributing factor to our success is the fact that we ensure that every first-time player that comes gets an introductory lesson, so that you know the game. It's just so much more fun once you understand what you're doing. And they always come back. They are immediately hooked after that.
Yeah.
So we've seen great growth. I mean, even the kids that we've been teaching, a lot of the kids that we've had, that we've been working really closely with for the past year and a half, they come from homes where drugs and alcohol abuse is the norm. You know, a lot of kids suffer from fetal alcohol syndrome, and so the hand-eye coordination and ball skills are just non-existent. They go to schools where they don't have facilities that have sports like this. And we've just seen such a tremendous change, both in their physical being, mentally, emotionally. You know, they came there bickering, fighting, swearing. And, you know, we've just been able, through pickleball, which we believed was going to be the vehicle to bring change, we've just seen them be molded into, you know, these wonderful sportsmen.
Yeah.
You know, there is.
And a sense of respect, and a sense of respect, and a level of understanding. Exactly. Kim, as we wrap up, and there are some individuals on the fence. I'm sure a couple of people are Googling it. And maybe I should spell it for them. It's pickle, as in P-I-C-K-L-E, ball. Go and Google and more information. But for those that haven't tried it, I know that there are big visions from you guys as leadership to grow the sport, to make it really socially available for everybody, to use it in communities as a tool. I know all of those plans, but for those that haven't tried it, for those South Africans that are curious about it, what would you tell them?
Don't think that pickleball is just for fun. You can get a serious workout. It really tests your endurance and your fitness level. We've got paddle players that burn more calories playing pickleball than they do paddle, just because you can play for so much longer and it's more fun. Give it a try. It's not an old man sport. It's not lazy man tennis. It certainly is big enough for it to be for there to be a committee that's lobbying for it to become an Olympic sport as well. Don't get left behind.
We're going to leave it there. Kim Wagner, thank you very much for talking to us and getting us excited about pickleball. As I've said before, I've played it, so I can attest to everything you're saying. It really is such a fun Saturday activity. But even after work, it's just a great way to de-stress. If you've had a terrible day at work, you can always imagine your boss's face on the pickleball and then just kind of
smashing it, yes.
You can do that too. But yeah, thanks for chatting to us. That's the co-founder of Pickleball Cape Town, Kim Wagner, talking to us about this great sport that's really getting people excited. It's just a fun thing to do with your family and your friends, and take your family along. What a great way to reconnect with your partner over some pickleball.
Welcome to 919. 919.